Business English Power, episode 46. Aloha and welcome to another episode of Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al. Thank you so much for joining me today. You might know me as Al Sensei if you were one of my students in Japan. Also online, I've been known as Al Sensei for a while. If you've been following me on social media, maybe Twitter, maybe Facebook, for a while, but you can follow me there as well as Instagram and TikTok. Those are Business English Power as well. So check me out there. But thanks so much for joining. We're going to do a great episode today, as usual. We're going to talk about a topic today, which is one that a lot of students mention as a frustration. And this one is going to deal with the question of, Al, how do we find opportunities to speak English? Because where we are, perhaps in our neighborhood or our area, there aren't any people to speak with or any opportunities. You know, this is one of the common things that I hear all the time. So I'm going to share a quick story with you guys and then show you how you can implement the same thing in your lives wherever you are around the world. All right, so before we get into that, please subscribe to Business English Power. If you are an Apple Podcast, please hit the subscribe button. And if you're listening on any other platform, pretty much every other platform, it is a follow. Either way, I would definitely appreciate that to help Business English Power grow and spread the message around the world to as many people as possible. I think we have reached over 190 countries now, so that's pretty awesome. Thank you guys so much for that. But we do want to reach many, many more. I don't know how many more countries are there. I don't know. But we definitely want to spread the message all over the globe to make sure everybody is being helped that is, you know, interested in leveling up their business English skills. All right. So let's get on with today's topic. Now, I want to go back to my time in Japan. And this is back in the early 2000s when, you know, the fitness gyms weren't so popular back then in Japan. Now, you know, they've started to become more popular with the, well, in my observation, it was the kind of a combination of things that occurred in the mid-2000s. First of all, there was, the doctors, whoever were bringing to light this thing called metabolic syndrome. And so this started to scare people into exercising a bit more, because in Japan, health is usually related to food and diet, which is, of course, very, very important. Whereas in America, America usually focuses on exercise and staying in shape rather than the food part of it. So I think you need to put both of these things together to make sure you are living the best healthy life you can. There's other factors involved, but just to kind of, you know, bring us up to speed in, you know, on this Japan scene at the time, there was a thing called Billy's Boot Camp, if you remember that, where Billy Blanks, a former actor and fitness instructor, came out with his videos over in Japan. So all these things led to kind of a fitness boom. We had the Nintendo Wii, the Wii board, the Wii Fit, and that kind of started in the late 2000s. But before that, fitness gyms were not very popular in Japan like they have been in the US for a while. Now, I went to a gym back then, and so, you know, it was right in Yokohama, right in the middle of the city, and so we had a lot of different people go to that gym. And so it was pretty cool because, you know, everybody who wanted to go exercise and work out would go there pretty much. It was a very reasonable place to go and right by the station. So one day, you know, I met a lot of friends up there, which is pretty cool. But because we had such a variety, such a diverse group, I had met people from many, many different countries up there. Just in particular, we had a gentleman from Ghana, and his name was Smith. And there was a couple of guys, one from Mexico and then one from Peru, as I recall. And the one from Peru, his name was Juan. And there are lots of others, but just to mention these few at this point. So there was a time when, you know, I would speak to Smith a lot. He spoke English. But then Juan did not. He spoke Spanish, but he did not speak English. And so there was a time when the three of us were lifting and working out together, but, you know, we started to talk, all three of us together. So how did we communicate if Juan could not speak English and I did not speak the Ghanaian language to communicate with Smith? So how did we all communicate together? Well, of course, it was in Japanese. So that was the common language between the three of us. Yeah, it's kind of strange, but that was it. You know, that was the fact. So we used Japanese to communicate between the three of us. Now, what is the purpose or what is the moral of this story? Well, it, you know, as I discovered when I was, you know, living that lifestyle back then and learning Japanese, well, the gym became a great place to practice my Japanese. And so the question now becomes, where in your daily life can you fit in some daily English practice? And again, as we always talk about here, study, practice, perform is our power process. And I guess practice you can always do by yourself, you can always do on your own, but I guess where can you practice in a real world setting? And that becomes the perform stage. It's kind of a mix in this case because we do want to practice, but we do want to get live feedback as well. And so where in your life can you do that? And again, the most comments that I hear from students or that I heard before living in Japan and also online is that there's not enough time and there's no opportunities. Okay? So we're kind of, you know, going against those or attacking both of those topics today. Okay, so we talked about the opportunities. Well, they're out there if you just open your eyes a little bit and look for them, right? And the other point is time. Okay, so we have to start evaluating our schedule and finding these pockets of time. Maybe there are little pockets of downtime, or there's a little bit of time where we're not utilizing to the best of our abilities. But we really need to figure out when those times are. And to help guide you, I have a couple of questions that I'm pulling right from my book, English Fluency Power. But these are really good questions to help you start thinking in this way. So here are a couple questions you can ask yourself to start brainstorming and start thinking of these times when you have to practice English a bit more. So here's the first question. In what situations am I waiting around or not being productive? Okay. The second question. In what part of my day do I come into contact with English speakers? And the third question is, what are my friends and other successful English learners doing that I'm not doing? Okay, so those are very powerful questions to get your brain to start thinking in these terms. Okay, when can you fit it in? So when are there down times? Maybe standing in line at a grocery store. Maybe you're in a waiting room for a doctor appointment or something. I don't know. I'm just coming up with ideas. What are those down times for you? Maybe there's a time when you're at home waiting for something. Maybe you're waiting for the laundry to get done. Yeah? So that's the first question. The next one, when do you come into contact? Okay, so are there, you know, shops, are there stores where there are English speakers that you can go to? Are there libraries, bars, lots of places that you can find where English speakers might hang out? There's a lot of meetups. And again, as I talk about that a lot, I'm not going to go over that in depth today, but meetup.com is a great place to find, you know, actual clubs and people that want to meet. That's another great place. All right. But think of those things. Maybe you are using... Maybe there are English speakers at your job that you just don't really think about that much. Who are they? And, you know, would they speak English with you? Again, not necessarily as a lesson, but would they, you know, have an interaction with you if you ask them? Okay, so those are just ways to start thinking about this differently. And then if you know other people, other friends, students, colleagues of yours who have been more successful in accomplishing the goals that you want to accomplish. So what are they doing? Observe them, ask them, come, you know, have a conversation with them. Maybe they can help guide you to a better path. And again, you must be very humble. Okay? Don't let your pride get in the way here, because we want to be coached. We want to be successful in the long run, right? So we need to be humble and ask them, well, what are you doing? Or what do you think I should be doing that I'm not doing? Okay? And take their advice. Take in what they're giving you and coaching you on. Okay, so these are just things to start thinking about. And once you start switching your mind in this direction and just open up the, you know, your brain for these questions, things will start to change around. Okay, you'll start to look at things differently. You'll start to look at your daily life differently. And opportunities will start to come. That's the purpose of this episode, is to tackle the question, how can I find opportunities? Well, sometimes you need to create them. Now, one thing that we all can do, because maybe you're saying, oh, Al, there's nobody that speaks English around me, or Al, there's, you know, maybe that's good for you, but it's not good for me. Okay, well, one thing that we all have, if you're listening to this podcast, is internet access. Okay, so that is the new, well, not new anymore for us, but, you know, in the last 20 years, we'll say, in the last maybe 10, 15 years, the internet, okay, that's the thing that's really, really changed in our lives, particularly the English learning world. And so how can we use the internet to our advantage? Okay, so there's a lot of ways you can connect with people online. So this is another good way to start doing it. So it could be, you know, through social media, right? We always talk about that. It could be through Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, whatever platform you use, those are out there. There are learner forums. Yeah, forums are a good place to interact with people and find like-minded people. There are video games. Maybe some of you play video games. And now with the internet, we're all playing online games where you can interact with people if you like. Okay, I'm just trying to think of all these examples now with the internet, and you can brainstorm some of your own ideas as well. But you really just have to make an effort to get out there and create those opportunities. All right? So that is your action plan today. So start by looking at your schedule, looking at your daily schedule, write it down. Okay, where do you have open spaces of time where you could be more effective? And then second, take a look at, you know, where are English speakers in your daily life that you may not have realized before? And when can you create these opportunities if you want to use the internet? Or you can always, of course, go offline and meet these people offline as well by using meetup.com, or again, just finding a library or bar. These are just examples, but places where English speakers might hang out. Okay, so there's just a world of ideas, a world of opportunities out there. You just have to take action, recognize and take action, right? All right, so that is all for today. We're going to wrap that up, but thanks so much for joining me today. Check back for more updates coming soon, businessenglishpower.com. And we're going to be launching something there very soon. It's going to be pretty awesome. I'm looking forward to it. But sign up for the messages, the early bird warnings, and not warnings, but emails and notices that are coming out. So it's going to be pretty cool. All right. But again, this is Al Sensei signing off for today. Remember to always level up your learning and level up your life.